All right, so having fertilized the egg, from now on we don't call it an oocyte, we're going to call it a zygote. A zygote is diploid. A zygote is the first cell that will produce every single cell in the entire embryo and all of the embryonic contributions to the placenta. So everything has to come from that one cell. This is a two-cell stage. It's just completing mitosis. You can see the middle of the spindle apparatus here, and this is the one spindle pole and the other spindle pole. Here's one blastomere, and this is the other blastomere. We describe those cells that arise from the zygote as the blastomeres. And this is blastomeric development. It's enclosed within a zone of pellucida, and down the end here, when we track this forward, you'll actually see at one end one of the polar bodies. So these circles are around the chromosomes. Here's the polar body just here. And you can see that mitosis occurs initially in reasonable synchrony, but the more and more rounds that we get, the more asynchronous the cell division occurs. So 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. So on day two, we've got two cells dividing again to make four. It's still all occurring within the zona pellucida for the first 5 days. So all of these divisions still protected by that zona pellucida. So another role is it's protected the oocyte, it's got a role in fertilization, now it's got a role in early development of our conceptus. By day three, we've got more division still inside the zona pellucida. And when it's dividing like this and forming a solid structure, we describe it when it's many cells as a morella. A morella means berry, and it looks like a berry. It's got lots of solid cells. There's no cavity within it. Then by about the fourth day or so, the solid mass undergoes a contraction and a space appears within the solid mass of cells, and that's the early blastocyst. As soon as the space appears within this solid mass of cells, we're now up to the blastocyst stage of development, and that cavity is called the blastocoele, and its volume increases as the cells secrete fluid into that space. Now, there is a unique property about the mitosis that's going on here in the early embryo. It's quite different from the mitosis that occurs within our bodies currently, and that is that the cells don't go through phases of growth. They go S phase, duplication of DNA, M. And they go S, M, S, M. Whereas our cells go M, G1, S, G2, back to M. Those two phases of growth are missing in early embryonic development and division. And what we see then is just duplication of the DNA and then division. The cells on each round are getting smaller. So we get smaller and smaller cells with each mitosis. Obviously, this can't go on forever. You can't get infinitesimally small. So there's a limit to how many rounds we can go with this sort of cell cycle before we have to allow some growth. By the time we get to day five with our space within the blastocyst, we can now define two populations of cells. A flattened population that's around the edge here, squamous, single layer of cells lining the zona pellucida, and a small clump of cells on one wall. This space is the blastocoele, zona pellucida around the outside, and we can now describe the two populations of cells that are present here. These single layer around here is the trophectoderm. From this outer squamous single layer of cells, the trophoblasts, will develop. This clump of cells on one wall is described as the inner cell mass. They're not flattened, they're more round, and from the inner cell mass, our entire embryo will form. The trophoblast cells will contribute to the placentation, and you'll be covering that in another lab. It's a solid mass, and by the end of the fifth day, these cells are also secreting enzymes that are degrading the zona pellucida, and we talk about the hatching of the blastocyst. You can see one hatching here. This is considered stage 3 in the classical staging of embryonic development. Here's the zona pellucida, and the whole zona pellucida's squeezing out through a tiny hole, like my cat squeezes through the glass door to the balcony when I've just opened it a little bit. Squeezes through that narrow opening to get out. So we don't need to degrade the whole zona pellucida. It probably is eroding at the site of original fertilization. And after that, all development is outside of the zona pellucida, and we've got access to nutrients from the uterine wall directly. And more importantly, once the blastocyst has hatched, it can now attach to the uterine wall. As long as it's inside the zona pellucida, it's unable to attach to the wall. So the zona pellucida has a role of preventing implantation during those early stages of development of the blastocyst. It's also during these first 2 weeks that an abnormality of development occurs, and this is twinning. And depending upon when we get the twinning event occurring will depend upon how many of the fetal membranes are shared between the twins. Now, there are two forms. Dizygotic twinning occurs a lot in fertility treatment, where you release more than one oocyte, you get two separate fertilization events, they're non-identical twins. The twinning I'm talking about here is monozygotic twinning, where both of the twins share the same genetic material, and these are a rich resource for clinical studies because we can discriminate between genetic and environmental effects on health. So we keep twin registers for that purpose. The earlier that we get separation of our embryos, the less common structures there are between the two. The later that this separation of the twins occurs, the more likely you'll have a shared membrane, fetal membrane, and finally by week 2, the increased likelihood of there being conjoined twins, that is that the embryos share structural components between them. So now if we have a look at an overview for week 1. If we have a look at the overview for week 1, which looks like this, we had ovulation at day 14 of the menstrual cycle. We had fertilization, for most successful pregnancies, occurring in the first third of the uterine tube, near the fimbriae and the ampulla region here, in this first third of the horn. Over the subsequent days, we go mitotic cleavage of our zygote, and the cilia lining the uterine tube are continuing to move the zygote, morella, blastocyst along the tube, till by the end of the fifth day, it will have reached the end of the uterine tube, the uterine body, and at this point it will hatch and can begin implantation. So in the second week, we'll be talking about the process of implantation of the conceptus.